Action agenda, the Commonwealth Transportation Board at 2:28. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to open up the public comments. Anyone would like to make a statement? No one in the public. No, you can't. Okay, with that, we'll have the minutes of January 18th, 2012.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed? Excellent. Now we'll get to you, Mr. Brack. You're very, very anxious. You've been sitting here all day.
I have, Mr. Brack. Chairman. Thank you. Very quick background on this item. Back in 2010, the City of Alexandria and the Department of Defense gave us some money to study some short-term transportation improvements at the Mark Center to see if those improvements would help mitigate the impact of the 6,400 employees that they were moving in. We came up with seven improvements that showed some benefit, and because of that study, the Department of Defense decided to provide $20 million to construct the improvements. The Federal Highway Administration is administering these projects. They've asked us to help with right-of-way acquisition, so we've developed this MOA that spells out the roles and responsibilities of each party. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Parney? Have a motion?
So I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Mr. Parney, wasn't that worth it, sitting around a little bit?
It's always a learning experience when I come to these meetings, Mr. Chairman.
Like the good old days in Prince William County.
For us, too.
Local Assistance Division. Gentlemen, the rule. Let's hear about Bristol.
All right. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have three revenue sharing transfers for you today. All three are related to the board's deallocation process. The first is a request from Wise County. They have a project that was completed, and as a result of our deallocation review, they requested a transfer from that completed project to fully fund three projects in their county that could be advertised within the next fiscal year.
Move the approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
The next item is at the request of Warren County. They have a project that was canceled as a result of our deallocation review. They want to transfer those funds to fully fund a rural rustic road project that can be advertised by July 1st.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
And the final one is a request from Stafford County. This is actually a preemptive move on deallocation. This project was not on our deallocation list, but would be subject to deallocation potentially in the next round. They've run into some project delivery issues on their Route 616 project and have requested a transfer to another Route 616 project for some safety improvements that can be advertised within the next fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. Maintenance Division. That's all. Let's talk about primaries versus...
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. This business item is actually an extenuation or continuation of a board presentation that was made last month as a result of our studies on moving some of the secondary routes or mileage to the primary system. I think it was discussed and presented to the board the three routes that we were considering and had studied and the criteria for making that decision. Bringing it to you in mass, sir, all three routes, the Prince William Parkway, Fairfax County Parkway, and the Franconia Springfield Parkway. And it pretty much caps us out as far as what the board's statutory authority is to make those conversions. We're about very close to the 50-mile limit.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Mitchell. Programming Division.
If I could, sir.
I'm sorry. How could I ever miss you?
I don't know. I have a couple limited access resolutions before the board. The first one is in the City of Chesapeake dealing with Interstate 464. It's an emergency access for an evacuation plan for a South Hill neighborhood there, and the department has worked with the city to come to terms on how that access would be used.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Number B, 4B is the limited access break in the Lynchburg District and the City of Lynchburg along side of 460. It's being made to facilitate some road shifts that are being worked out with Liberty University.
Move acceptance.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Bennett. Glad you're here. Now, Ms. Mitchell.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the addition to the three projects to the current 12 through 17 six-year program. The first one is the I-395 Auxiliary Lane in Northern Virginia. The other two are related to the I-95 Hot Lanes HOV. One is the debt service project, and one is the construction project.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question.
Mr. Rich?
Remind me again, where does the money come from?
For the construction project?
Yeah.
That is your $97 million in public contribution of Garvey's is in that, and then the remainder would be the private contributions, the PAB, TIFIA, equity.
Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
The second item I have is the monthly transfer list. Most of these are moving monies that are either surplus on projects or projects that are being closed out that have surplus and moving them to scheduled projects. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one procedural question just so I understand it. On the one project where we're in transferring $10,000, we already did that last board meeting. Why are we doing that again?
Which one is that? I'm sorry.
One, let's see, Route 3 to the Everville project. The only $10,000 one in there.
Yeah, that should have been remained on there. That should not be on there.
Right.
We should. That should have come off.
Thanks.
So motion?
For approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Okay, and now scheduling and contract.
Good afternoon. Hope you all brought your wallets with you today. Need a lot of money.
Good prices though?
We're going to have 21 projects valued at $145 million for the board's consideration today. We have three from the January 25th letting and 18 from the February 1st letting. All are representing good value, and so we've put them on the ballot for award, and I'm prepared to answer any questions on those projects. There are no questions, and I would ask that you put forth a motion to award as presented on the ballot.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Kulemak.
I'm just having trouble pulling up that list. I'm assuming it's the list we've seen before.
It would help if you didn't have to stand on your head and read it.
Yeah, if you right-click, clockwise turn it. Right-click on it, and then you can turn it clockwise a couple times and get it so you can read it.
What the hell are we?
They're doing a couple times.
We're on the agenda. If you go to the agenda.
I'm on agenda.
This is what we saw, though, right?
You do work for a major IT provider, don't you, Mr. Coleman?
Sure, do this one.
But she did what I did. I turned it upside down.
There you go.
CTB action meeting in February.
Okay, good. I got it. But I just wanted to make sure it was the same we had looked at before
they
the meeting.
Provide IT services. Is that
you
have
do
training in it?
Go on with
the employees?
Go on with the
Okay,
I'm good.
Gotcha, I got it now. Yeah.
Any other questions?
All right, I got you.
All we had a did we have a
yeah,
motion?
We have
a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. All right, new business. I know I just want to make sure we get this in because it was discussed during the workshop. But there was a directive to the commissioner about the Pinner's Point Portsmouth issue. So I just want that reflected in the new business because it was discussed during the workshop.
The allocation of $28 million in the 6-year plan.
$23 billion.
So I'm sorry. And then, is there any other new
business? Yes. I have one item.
Just go ahead.
I chatted briefly with the commissioner before the meeting, but I wanted to mention it in the meeting as well. We have a remarkable set of things going on. The Express Lanes project in Northern Virginia is finished by the end of the year, and will rely very heavily on the use of transponders to pay tolls and so forth. The bridge tunnel project in Hampton Roads is soon to require those as well. And I know VDOT's been working on a plan by which we would make use of some of the distribution networks in the private sector as well as state and local governments to try to increase the number of these transponders that are actually in use. So what I'd like to say is, number one, that's important. These things can't work without people having them. And number two, I wonder if we could get a sort of a report on exactly when that'll go forward, and because there's a number of agreements to be negotiated, there's the technology itself and so forth. Maybe at the next meeting we could have a brief about the technology support.
Chairman?
Yes.
We can have a briefing on the next meeting on that. But just for general and a high level, we hope to we want to do a retail operation so that we can have more outlets for the release of transponders to the public so they can get them. We're hoping to have something in place by that on July 1. We may move it a little bit ahead by a month or so. We've worked with both the Hampton Roads project, and they're looking anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks before they are would have their toll active. They would like to have this retail operation in place.
Sure.
We've also been working with the 495 project, and I think their tolling will probably be in the December time frame. And I think we are in pretty good shape to meet all their requirements. But we'll give a more detailed presentation at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Bishop, will that include sort of, you talked about retail distribution, how you put those out into the community?
Yes.
And I've got a lot of commuters that will obviously be hitting this at some point, and I'll call it apparent, I guess, for them to...
Yeah, we're looking at expanding the retail operations on having different places where they can get the transponders from. And clearly we'll be working with DMV as well to include them in that process. But we'll give you more more detailed presentation on that next month.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I brought that up because that's really a wave that's everywhere. You can buy postage stamps at the grocery store or go to the bank there. You can send a FedEx package from a U.S. post office. I mean, it's the beginning of give people convenience to get the things they need, whatever location they're sort of in.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I agree, but that's a one-shot item. Ours is an ongoing operation. Yep. So once I sell it and sell that transponder or issue that transponder, then there's the ongoing operation of that transponder. I need to know who bought it.
Yep.
Where do you live? How are you going to renew it? Because it has implications if you go up and down the road and across state lines. I could have an unregistered, if you bought a transponder from a retail operation and you chose not to register that in your name, you just bought it, paid $30, and you got $30 worth of tolls. And when that ran out, and you went into another state, mm-hmm. and you had a violation, I got to know how to collect it, who to collect from. So there are a lot of operational aspects of this that you have to work out, and that's what we've been working out, trying to figure out how do we sell this at multiple locations.
But just to echo some of the concerns, Mr. Worley, I mean, you and I have had this discussion. This scares the Jesus out of me. I mean, we got multi-billion dollar assets opening up in Northern Virginia, and then one that's going to start tolling in Hampton Roads at the end of this year. It's a necessity for them to the citizens to have a transponder easily available for them to be able to use it. So we got to move quicker because we need to have hundreds of thousands of these things out in the market in so many different forms, whether it's visitors who are here for a month or a day to our residents who are going to want to have the HOV3 transponder available. And we've got to get these things out as quickly as possible. I'm personally just concerned that we're way behind. We're only 10 months out. That means we're going to have to potentially put out, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 transponders a week, potential. Well,
do you allow people to do, like, with a cell phone, if they don't have a credit card, they can go in and pay money every month? So they keep money on it? Is that technically
Yes, we'll allow them.
That's the Kenny Alexander issue.
We'll give a detailed presentation next month.
You.
There are a lot of detail that needs to be worked out on each one of these things, and we think we have a plan, but this is not, as the Secretary said, it is not a simple one to implement.
It's big.
And particularly in the Hampton Roads area where you don't have a choice to pay manual tolls, we got to have a penetration of
a lot of people letting
a lot of tolls.
Bank accounts.
Mr. Chairman, how is it handled right now in Richmond here? You know, through RMA, how did the RMA handle it? Handle the transponder distribution and so forth.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
We have a back office operation that's managed by VDOT. It's located in Clifton Forge, Virginia. We used to have the operation in Northern Virginia. We moved it to Clifton Forge. And we, from that one location, we've dispensed. We have online, you can go online and register for your transponder, and then we'll send it out via mail. But because we have to have such a large penetration quickly into the marketplace, we're going to have more outlets, more distribution points. And that's going to be the challenge, because when you go to one place, you call, they get your name, they get all the pertinent information. When I go to a retail outlet, a lot of them want to sell it, and that's it. They don't want to take down a whole lot of paperwork.
Okay.
So we have to really work out those issues when we distribute that to the location. DMV probably have no problem taking down the name, getting all the particulars. But if I go into a 7-Eleven and say, I want to buy a transponder, they say, okay, $30. Here's your transponder. They don't want to get your address, your name. It takes time.
Probably
so that's what we're working out.
It's probably 150,000 people in Hampton Roads. For those top between the downtown carries 98,000 a day, the midtown carries about 35,000 a day, and then Finner's Point where people like going over the tunnel.
You might, I know the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel has looked a lot at this project. They may have some information they, you know, that can be helpful. They don't have the same problem, but I mean, but they've had to deal with this issue.
Okay. Just one very quick point. I just wanted to reiterate, I think the desire of most of the members to have, before it gets into print as a draft, that we have the senior staff meeting with the CTB members to go over the six-year plan before it's in printed draft form. As we raised before. So I think you all agree with that, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Was that to have the senior staff meet with the CTB members?
Like we've done in the past, where the senior
yes.
staff meets with
yes.
the CTB members yes. before it gets a printed draft form.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think we agreed to
it. Come on up here, Mr. Lawson. You could have good news.
Nothing but good news for you, sir. Nothing but good news. I just wanted to, I don't have final numbers. We just literally concluded the sale with the underwriters, but it looks like we had a very strong response, especially on the retail side. I was amazed at the retail response. But we have kind of concluded the deal with the underwriters and waiting for final numbers, but the true interest cost that we're looking at is going to be around 2.4%.
2.4
on average. 15 year garbage. They sold at a large premium, so there's actually an issue about $299 million in bonds that would generate the $350 million that we were after.
To get any, that's the price of the deal.
Should have sold more of them. I told you we should have sold.
No.
Good work.
Excellent, Ms. Lawton. All right, you guys, that, come up. You want to come up and tell us some more good news?
Chicken dinner for you.
I'm going to stop while I'm ahead, sir.
All right, excellent. All right, everyone, thank you all very much. This adjourns the meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. We'll see you all in March.
I'm really down, man.